Salmon in the Classroom is a program that started about 9 years ago in Skagway as a way to teach middle school kids about one of Alaska's greatest resources, the salmon. The Skagway Traditional Council got involved with it about 3 years ago and brought in a fish expert named Reuben Cash.
We get actual salmon, put them in an aquarium, and we bring it to the school so that all the elementary school kids can actually see the different stages of the salmon life cycle up close and personal.
With COVID-19 wreaking havoc on school schedules, the STC thought it was best to keep the fish tank in their shop and do all the lessons through Zoom, so staff could keep the tank clean and the hundreds of tiny fish fed. Now, how do you keep middle school kids interested in Zoom classes about fish? One of Reuben's passions is music, and as it turns out, the kids love it too. He would produce songs that talk about the life cycles of the fish, like this one.
Well, this is a song to help remember the names of all the salmon swimming up the creeks in Skagway and Haines. But you gotta use a hand to keep the names in your head, so you know the species laying the eggs in the red.
One of the more interesting phases of salmon life can be seen as they hatch from the egg. Reuben set up his camera to capture the exact moment when the eggs hatched with a low-light time-lapse setting.
The day that the first egg hatched, we caught that on camera, and we caught the whole hatching event. Their eggs are laid in the gravelly parts of creeks with lots and lots of oxygen, and so these eggs are down actually underneath in the substrate itself. They're kind of this interdimensional creature. They live like a worm under the ground, but you know, it's not dirt. It's spaces in the gravel. So when they hatch, they still have this egg sac attached to them so that they don't have to go out and find food. They're really interesting little buggers at that stage. They look very, very alien.
And then what do you do with all these little fish when the project is over? Since these salmon are from a hatchery in Juneau, you wouldn't release them into Skagway's creeks for fear of mixing genetics or introducing diseases that local salmon wouldn't be able to fight. So typically, they would humanely put the fish to sleep and add the fish bodies to the local community garden.
Salmon bring back all these nutrients from the sea, and when they die, their bodies feed all of the trees and all the critters and everything. So it's a lesson to kind of show that circle of life.
But that isn't what's happening with this batch. These little fry are getting a lift on Alaska seaplanes back to their home creek in Juneau, where they will be released into the wild. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
The first fish is Uncle Rinka's key to the thumb. It's the dog salmon, otherwise known as the chum. And it doesn't spend its time in the creek. Once it hatches, no, the chum instantly dispatches.